Hey, it's Phil for the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Two things. I've been eating ice cream, so my mouth...
I told you about that, Phil.
I know. My mouth's a little frozen. Also, my throat's a little dry because I was doing a lot of work today. So having said all of that...
Yes.
All right, yeah. Just a reminder to get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. That's philhenryshow.com. You get a 45... You get a 45,000... Bud, you do it.
Yeah, you get 45,000 plus hours of some of the greatest radio and Digicast and Netcast and everything that you ever had. And anyway,
don't fool around with the glasses.
Well, I'm kind of insecure.
Get the subscription. Yes, 45,000 hours, as Bud said. Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
45,000 hours, as Bud said. You do it.
Of the greatest radio and digital entertainment, what you've ever heard, as these idiots like to say.
Yes, philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Hey, guys, it's Phil Henry, and welcome to today's show, the fourth in our five-show classic week. And what week of classic Phil Henry shows would be complete without the legendary R.C. Collins? R.C. Collins started life, in my mind, in our minds, as a teenager, who was into goth, who was a real smartass. He was inspired by a lot of kids that I knew growing up who were younger and shorter, but they still didn't have a problem getting up in your face. You may know who I'm talking about. There might have been one in your life. The other thing about R.C. was he had physical maladies, which stunted his growth a little bit. And also the voice of Rocky the Squirrel, which I'd been trying out when I was on at WIOD in Miami, and I decided to take that voice and turn it into somebody. And he became R.C. Collins, a smart mouth punk who eventually goes to live with his father and joins up or is enrolled in a military academy. So now we find R.C. not a goth punk, but a military academician. Is that
very nice?
I don't know if that's a word. And here he is from July of 2003. R.C. says that many of the soldiers in Iraq are crying too much about the length of their deployment and other perceived bad conditions. R.C., who is only a military school cadet, says that he and his fellow cadets would represent the military in theater, quote-unquote, far better. Get a load of that. Let's listen. R.C. Collins and the Crybabies on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We have on the line Cadet R.C. Collins. He is attending Bradley Military Academy. It's in Altadena, California. And Cadet Collins, you and the other classmates of yours have been watching the news from Iraq very intently, because I know that it is your desire, as it is the desire of your classmates, to eventually become members of the military and perhaps have the opportunity to serve in Iraq or in another theater of war.
Absolutely, sir. We are. We've been following the developments in Iraq, and we do feel, despite some public opinion, things are going good. But we feel they should be going better, and that's one of the purposes of the email that we sent to a variety of the media today.
And you were taking exception to what?
Well, the word came through. They need more troops, and some of the soldiers over there, this is difficult for me to say, but I think some of the soldiers over there look like they're losing their nerve. I seen one picture of a soldier who was crying, and I don't think there's anything more of a disgrace to the United States military than some guy crying for his mama, you know, because it's getting too hot for him. Soldiers are supposed to be dirty, and soldiers are supposed to be tired. That's on account of the wars that they fight. But the soldiers that we have over there right now, Mr. Henry, a lot of them are crying for their moms and everything like that. And I say this with the greatest of respect and the greatest love for my country, but it's disgusting.
All right, you're referencing news that certain members of the 3rd Infantry Division were upset that they're not going home right away.
Well, frankly, if I might interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I think the guys that we got over there right now are embarrassing, and again, these guys are nerve cases, and in the military, that's not a good thing to call someone.
What are you calling them, cowards?
Let me just say they're nerve.
No, are you, say it flat out. Are you calling the men that are serving over there right now, who are complaining about the long tour of duty, cowards?
I would say that if the shoe fits, wear it.
But that's not answering my question.
If the shoe fits, wear it, sir. That's. I mean, all I'm saying is.
All right, then the answer is in the affirmative, right?
You know, I would say that a guy who goes over to Iraq and then he's crying about, and they also had the guy's wives on, and they were crying too. I mean, it was a disgrace, I think, up and down in any way, shape, and form. And,
all right, the answer to my question, though, is you feel these better cowards.
Sir, if you were to press me for an answer, I'd have to say affirmative. Yes, sir.
That the United States military, that the soldiers on the ground in Iraq right now are behaving cowardly.
Yes, they are. When you allow yourself to be photographed crying for your mommy, and then your wife's on TV, a big tub, big fat woman with babies and everything all bawling about it. And keep in mind, a man goes to Iraq, you know, he'll get scared and everything else. Then they show your wife on TV how fat and she's not much to come home to. I'd be crying if I had to come home. I wouldn't be crying on account I couldn't come home. I'd cry if they said, you know, Captain Collins, your orders has come in. Get on the next chopper out. I'd cry. So I'd much rather be serving my country in Iraq than being complaining about it.
All right, well, the news story says, and when you say crying, where did you see that?
They got a picture of a guy in USA Today rubbing his eyes all, you know, crying for his mommy. Soldiers are supposed to be dirty, and soldiers are supposed to be tired. And
all right, let me ask you this. I'm going to give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. If you guys saw the news story, there are, you know, soldiers complaining about not being able to get home right away. There are family members complaining about it. And you are saying, Cadet Collins, that they are cowards. And
sir, you pressed me for the word.
Yeah, well, that's what you're saying, though. Okay, so my question to you is this. If you were over there, what would you do?
If I were over there, sir, I'd finish the job. No whining to my mama. And a lot of these guys, first of all, I think you have to have a three-step program when you go to Iraq. Number one, and we learned this in the military academy, we learned this my freshman year, I learned this. I don't know how this got flushed out of their head year over there. You go in with a clear mission, you attack the enemy, and you destroy the enemy. And if that means holding a bayonet to even innocent civilians, even though it's against the war crimes laws of the world, you got to get the job done. And you.
What are you talking about? Killing civilians?
I'm saying just get the job. Better them than me. Better them than me.
All right. What's number two?
Number two, you recon the situation. You factor in all possibilities. You make sure that everybody has gotten rest. If anybody needs to take a nap or anything, or make sure everyone has enough to drink and eat. Number three, when all else fails, rip the head off the enemy. This is what we say in the military, Mr. Hendry, and I think this is what the GIs over there right now is missing. I'm going to go with, if I went to Iraq, you want to know what I would do?
Yeah, what?
I'd rip the head off the enemy, take down my pants, and crap down their neck. And I know that it sounds crude, and I know that it sounds crude, but that's what the Army teaches you, and that's what you do.
R.C. Collins is with us. You are not old enough to serve in the military, though.
Well, if I had my way, sir, and we already have petitioned both the Commandant and we've petitioned Secretary Rumsfeld, which we're hoping that our messages will get through. We definitely want to go. We're hoping that the U.S. military will make an exception. I would go today. And at least allow me with honor to replace that soldier who I seen in the newspaper crying for his mama. And I would like to do that. And the only thing that I would ask, and this is just a personal thing because most of the guys want to go 100%, is my father has asked me if I would help him at the plant next year. But if that is not necessary, I'll go to Iraq.
Your father has asked you to help at what plant? Is this his?
This is his business in Northern California.
Oh, all right. So in other words, if you have to go to work for your father, you don't want to go to Iraq?
Well, my father has a business, Mr. Hendry, that's worth quite a bit of money. So I'm sure, you know, given the choice. But again, I want to go over to Iraq, even if it's to take the place of this guy that's going, I'm sad and everything, and I think it's disgraceful.
All right, talking with R.C. Collins, you probably, if you jumped into the middle of this, there's a little bit of controversy going on in the newspaper today. Some of the guys over in Iraq are complaining about their long tour of duty. They've been over there since, whatever it is, March. A lot of them thought they were going home in August. Some thought they were going home in September. The word is now they're going to keep them on indefinitely, and they have been vocal to the press as well.
And if I could, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
That's the other thing that's disgraceful, talking to the press. I would definitely have the guy that did that standing tall before the man.
Tom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
My question is have you been in the military?
I'm right now in the military academy at Altadena, California.
I've spent 6 years active duty, 2 years during the reserves, and I was eligible to be called up during the first Gulf War.
Semper Fi.
Until you have been in the military, until you have experienced these things actively, firsthand, you have no idea.
Well, are you going to be on TV crying about it? Yeah.
I don't know. If I was over there, I might. It's human nature.
Well, I can tell you this much, sir. As you know, questioning the orders of the superior officer is court-martiable.
Under certain circumstances, yes.
Yeah.
When that commanding officer puts you into a hazardous situation, orders you to do something that is specifically unsafe, then you might have grounds.
You're...
Our proper channels for that.
Are you
but
kidding
until
me?
You have experienced this...
Are you kidding me? You're chickening out, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Wait a minute. Okay, this gentleman had actual practical combat experience.
Well, it doesn't sound like it to me. It sounds like he got over to the Gulf War, crapped his pants, turned around, got back on the plane.
No, that is not the case.
I'll bet you it is.
Wait a minute. Don't insult this man. Hear his story.
I'll bet you it is.
Go ahead, Tom.
I spent 6 years active duty, received an Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal for action specifically in the Persian Gulf.
The man's decorated.
Decorated with toilet paper.
As you may recall, there were several jet hijackings during the mid-80s. I was in the Mediterranean for sea for that, including we were out at sea for 120 days. We were supposed to pull into port and got turned around that
night. Well, did you shoot anybody or kill anybody? No. All these guys want to do is be attached to their mom's boob and keep being attached to her.
Wait a minute, kid. Do you understand do you understand how odd it is to have you telling this man what it's all about? He's been in the theater of operations. He's been in a war.
Well, I understand that, but something inside of me just tightens up. Something inside of me says vomit when I see a guy in the newspaper crying for his mama.
All right, Tom.
I really have nothing else to say.
Thank you, sir.
The kid needs to learn and needs to join the military if he wants to truly experience. He's got no room to make any jokes.
I'll never sit there and not do what the officer tells me to do, though.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot, Phil.
Thank you very much, Tom. We're talking to a military academy cadet who does not understand and is very vocally opposed to American military seen in the newspaper complaining about the tour of duty. Some of them seen visibly upset, families of military visibly upset. He thinks they're cowards. And he believes that he and his cadet friends would make better soldiers than these guys. Have you seen the newspaper articles? Did you see it in USA Today? Some of the guys in the 3rd Infantry Division are complaining. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show won't float without pontoons. The Phil Henry Show is back.
We're with Cadet R.C. Collins from the Bradley Military Academy. Are you with other cadets at the arcade right now?
Yes, sir. We're just kicking it at the Pasadena Mall arcade right now. It's a good way to relax.
All right. You have been very vocal in seeing troops, American GIs in Iraq, complaining about their tour of duty. And you say that those guys would have been better trained had they been through military academy?
Absolutely.
Please, and then we're going to go to another call, but very quickly, tell me why.
Well, first of all, Mr. Henry, I've been in a military academy, and those guys that are in Iraq probably haven't. We're more educated. We're smarter. We're not tricked by the enemy into being sad about everything. The GIs that are over there right now are being tricked into thinking that they're losing because they're not, most of those guys did not go to college or to a military academy. But we are smarter, and no raghead's going to trick me into thinking that I'm getting my ass kicked. That, I think, is the most important thing. And the other thing, and this is the toughest one for me to say, I really do believe, Mr. Henry, we need to identify the guys that have been crying to the newspaper so that when they get home, they don't get no veteran status. And I know that's...
Well, you can't do that.
I'm sorry, sir. I think we have to.
Meaning they don't get any benefits.
Only the guys that actually shot people or shot their gun off and took the names should be given hospital stuff and whatever checks they send.
All right. Linda, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. This kid, he is an absolute idiot. He doesn't have a clue. I've been in a military family. I know what it's like to have your dad go overseas.
Do you know what it's like to go overseas yourself? Not your dad. Did you go?
No, but you know what? If you feel that strongly, maybe your daddy, who has a plant in California that has a lot of money, maybe he could do without you, and you could go ahead and live up to your ideals, which is go over and kill the enemy.
Because
you know what?
To. Yes, I do.
This dadgum war will still be on a year from now or 2 years from now. And incidentally, how old are you? You don't even remember what the war is like.
Ma'am,
you don't remember what World War One, World War Two,
let me ask you
Korean
something.
War.
Why didn't you join up and be an RN? Why didn't you join up and be a nurse? You could have helped out with guys that are shot, but you didn't. You're still sitting home watching television and everything.
Oh, yeah, kid. I'm really at home watching TV. I was a single mother raising three kids, and they're all older than you are.
So?
And you know what?
So what?
They have a lot more sense than you are. My son was a National Merit Scholar with 172 IQ.
Ha, 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 ha. National Merit Scholar, that get a nickel will get you a handy wipe for your butt. I
have some respect. Have some, hold on.
My son went to a regular school and didn't think he was better than everybody else because he's in a military school.
Well, I'm ready to go over and fight for my country. My father may send for me this next summer because he needs a new shop foreman. That's the only thing stopping me.
Well, you know what? If your dad's that well off, I'm sure he can afford a shop foreman who has a lot more knowledge about his so-called plant than you do. After all, if you've been in a military academy for who knows how long, then and you think you're more qualified than these kids that are over there giving their lives?
Giving their lives?
At it.
That guy's on TV crying like a baby. And I have to say this.
Do you even have a clue on how many people have already died over there?
Listen,
do you have a clue on how many people died in Vietnam?
Look at the way
you
get dead.
Do you have a clue how many people died in Korean War?
In what?
In the Korean War.
The Korean War.
Do you even know about it?
Ma'am.
My dad was in the airplane
in
the Korean War.
That was in the 19th century. I'm talking about...
The Korean War was 50 years ago.
The Korean War was still a war.
That's not a war. That's something that they just did.
Don't disrespect Korean War veterans. There were thousands of them.
Well, I'm not familiar.
That's right, kid. You're not familiar because you don't have a clue. Do you know how many kids died in Vietnam and the average
yes.
age was 19 years
yes,
old?
Yes, I do. 356.
All right. How old was the average person who died?
27.
You're wrong. The
no,
average
you're
kid
wrong.
Was 19.
What do you mean
the
356?
The 50 was older.
56, 50,000 guys died in Vietnam.
Well, and you got your facts mixed up.
No, you got a 15-year war and 356 guys died, huh? We should have won it then.
The only thing I'm saying, I don't even know why I'm arguing with a civilian lady, is that if we went over to Iraq with the idea of kicking butt and taking names, and I have to say this too, Mr. Henry, these guys that are crying on the newspaper are guilty of being court-martialed, and you can be shot. So think about that. And maybe you're related to one of them, lady, and he may get shot.
You know what?
Yeah,
all
right, aren't you?
All I can say is it's a shame that those guys are over there are dying for the likes of you.
Dying? The guy's wiping the tears from his eyes, can't get to the payphone fast enough to call his mama.
You have no idea what these guys are going through that are over there.
Well, I would hope
how many of these guys over there have lost their best friends? You don't know how many of them have lost family.
You don't have
a clue.
That rolls off my knife like water.
That's because you have no brains.
Yeah,
you need to be over there getting your ass kicked.
Oh, well, the Scarecrow didn't have any brains, but guess what? In the end, he did.
Oh, will you shut up with this? The kid, you sound stupid. You,
Mr. Henry, I'm ready to eat my own guts for my country and not sit behind a cash register at the Suds and the...
Never mind. Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, see, she's laughing now.
Laughing? You're ridiculously funny. Thank you, Linda, for your call. The guys that are complaining about the long tour of duty in Iraq, the guys that are upset, the family members that are upset, are they just asking for a court-martial? This young man who goes to a military academy thinks he's a better soldier than any of them, he and his cadet friends. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. We eat kittens. Henry Show is back.
Back with more phone calls. Cadet R.C. Collins joins us. We're talking about the reports that military guys, some of our GIs in Iraq have been complaining about their tour of duty to the press. Their family's been complaining. Go ahead, R.C., then we'll take a call.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Henry, I'm in the military academy. Let me tell you about military discipline, and I think that this is what the crux of the issue is. There's no discipline over there, and there's no one over there telling those guys to just stand tall before the man and quit crying about it. Military academy discipline is very tough, and I doubt very seriously if any of the GIs could stand up to it. I can tell you a little story. We were in the mess hall one night, and we had mashed potatoes, and this had been, I think, the fourth or fifth night in a row, and we got tired of it, and we had a general strike, and I went to the commandant and said, "We're sick of the mashed potatoes and the chow." Now, that is flagrant defiance, but I took my chances, and I underwent military discipline.
What is that comprised of?
It's fairly harsh in military academies. The commandant, and again, I don't know how graphic you want me to be, but...
this is discipline?
Yes, sir, it is.
Go ahead.
The commandant uses a broom handle, and I won't go further, but it is standard in many military academies where he works you with a broom handle.
Standard in military?
Yes, sir, yes it is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Marie, go ahead.
I don't know what that commandant done with that broom, but he should have shoved it somewhere. And not in his mouth. Furthermore, what kind of weed is he smoking?
He must be getting weed
from somewhere, or ecstasy, or something.
I don't take
any of
that.
Because he talks like a damn stupid jerk. That's just what he is.
If you knew
and I don't know how you can put a fool like that on the air. I just cannot understand.
He's in a military academy, man.
I think he's a jerk. Nothing but a two-faced low-down. Get him out of that
academy. I've got the courage to go
over to Iraq. To do anything to anybody.
All right, well, let's let R.C. respond. Go ahead.
I doubt very seriously if any of our GIs could take a broom handle the way I did.
Oh, God. You should have had that stuck up your butt.
Instead of your mouth. Can you give directions
on
how to do that?
You know what? You better go and get yourself a place to stay all by yourself, because you are not worth it. You are not an American.
Ma'am,
you must be some kind of a nut.
And I want to go over to Iraq.
You are. You're nothing but a low-bred faced little bastard.
What?
I have to tell you that.
Ma'am,
because our boys are the best.
You used a dirty word.
I am 78 years old.
No.
And all my
you're
military. And thank God I got them home. And God bless America.
I'm an American. I'm serving my country right now.
A fool like you to be on the air.
Let me tell you a little bit about being a soldier. I'm prepared to put a wooden stake through Saddam Hussein's heart.
It's a disgrace that you're on the air.
I want to take this in.
It's a disgrace that you're on the air.
Well, ma'am, I'll fight for you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Henry, she's not allowing me to say anything.
You are. Well, all right. You are a disgrace to the Americans.
Go ahead and respond, R.C.
I'm going to take Saddam Hussein's head out on a stake. Then you'll see.
All right. All right. You're going to do.
You can thank me for any time for your freedom, by the way.
You are. You're a low-faced. You call yourself an American.
What do you mean low-faced? I don't get that.
You are not an American, dear boy. You are not.
You want to see my certificate and everything.
You are not. You better go work for your father. You better do something, dig holes or something.
Get a piece of fat and slide off.
Go on. Oh, really? Me? You better tell your mother and father that wherever the hell they got you from.
Father's sending
wherever
me.
Wherever they got you from.
Father's sending for
it's
me.
It's a disgrace.
All right, okay.
You
thank
are
you.
A disgrace.
You better calm down, Granny. You're going to pop something.
Yes, all right. You are a, he is a disgrace.
All right, I'm sorry about that, Marie. Everybody's
he is
entitled.
A disgrace.
Everybody's at.
You want to say that one more
he's
time?
He's a disgrace.
Thank you. That's clear for the drop.
He is
yeah,
a
okay.
disgrace.
All right, Marie, thank you
he's
very much.
He's a disgrace to the Americans. Oh, God, please. Get me off.
Get her off. Who's she talking to?
I think she meant hanging up the phone.
I don't think so. I think there's a guy.
Never mind. Here is Michael. Michael, go ahead.
Yes, I just a quick question and statement for this cadet in this academy. I spent 10 years in the military, and I served my country in the first Gulf War and got wounded and shot people, so you don't have to ask those questions.
You shot people?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. It's
how do you know?
Hard to believe that, isn't it?
How do you know?
But here, now
how
listen.
Do you know?
No, cadet, you listen here, okay? Number one. The attitude that you have right now, if you go over and if they pass this and allow you to do this, I have to reconcile with the higher-ups on this, but if you go over there with the attitude that you have right now, not only are you going to get yourself killed, but anybody with you is going to go with you. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Because
no.
Your attitude...
No, I don't.
Your attitude about this whole situation is totally out of this world.
I don't understand.
You don't understand.
No, sir.
I can understand going over there and fighting for my country. I did that.
Yes, sir.
And I volunteered to do that, and I was able to do that. I can understand that. My problem is your attitude and the what you want to do with it. Okay, sitting there screaming and bad-mouthing people in the military, regardless of the situation, what you see on the media and what you see in the newspaper is not necessarily always the truth.
I don't understand what he's saying.
What do you mean you don't understand? The man's making a perfect point here. What you see in the media isn't always the truth. And besides, this guy that you say is crying, he might be just rubbing his eyes. It's a dirty freaking place that he's living in over there. Do you understand that?
No, sir, I don't.
Are you an idiot?
No, what is the point you guys are making?
The point is, you don't... Well, first of all, the newspaper is probably the last place you ought to get your news.
Look, I think this guy wants his bunkie.
No.
What?
Hold on.
No, it's
you're
my turn.
There.
What?
I mean, binky.
What?
Huh?
Who?
Mama.
Oh, yeah. Winner, man.
I don't know what happened to Michael. I don't know what happened to that RC kid. But you know what? I'm thankful. I'm grateful. They're gone.
Mama.
There's RC Collins in show number 4 of our 5-show classic week. RC there with his attitudes about the crybabies from 2003. Don't forget to get a backstage pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show subscription at philhenryshow.com for a month or for a year.